Well, and I think a lot of people appreciate that. And I think people from the business perspective, from the franchise perspective, you know, folks who are going out there and oftentimes taking their nest egg, right? Taking something that, you know, maybe they've worked in corporate America their whole career and they've built up this nest egg, their retirement, and they're going to go and put it all on the line for a business, or they're going to try to do it on their own and grow a business. And there's just a lot of people tugging at their tails, trying to get their attention. So before we dive into that a little bit more, I'm just curious so that the folks out there have an idea. Tell us a little bit about your background. It says that you're an Inc. 500 CEO, and natural born contrarian. Have you always been that way?
Yeah, I have. I've been a rule breaker since the very beginning. I got in trouble a lot even as a kid, so my mom would vouch for me on that one. The Inc. 500 part, so I started an online market research company about 20 years ago now, and we've done online surveys, consumer surveys, worldwide, in fact, for a lot of those brand names that you mentioned. And then about 6 years ago, we started a marketing company, Civilis Marketing, Civilis being Latin for civilized. And over the last few years, combining what I've seen over the years in the market research space about how data is interpreted by businesses, misinterpreted in many cases, and what I've seen in the marketing space with the growth of online marketing, and especially that being so data driven, I just started to see a pattern where businesses were just business owners were falling for something that seemed like a magic pill, a silver bullet that would easily get them to have customers show up in their inbox. And it wasn't really happening. And especially, you know, you're in that world of franchises, Josh, and you know that there are a lot of people that go into new businesses they have no experience in when they get into a franchise and they're looking for answers. And if the wrong people give them the wrong answers, that nest egg can go away. So it's really important that you're armed with the knowledge of what is and isn't possible so that you don't just follow somebody who's selling you a bill of goods.